Young Nevin.
Text 51554 and include the keyword Marty.
But that behind
is Nevin coming in the door again. Nevin, how are you, my
friend?
I'm
very good, and you?
Well, coming to the end of January, for heaven's sake.
Where's that monk gone?
Well, absolutely. And you've been giving us the healthy kick right throughout the month.
Which is terrific. We try, don't we?
Are you staying with that?
We are in one way soups.
Okay.
They're comforting, they're delicious, and I have two very different but delicious recipes. They're obviously a one pan, one using some, one pot, should I say, using chicken thighs. And then the other one is just loads of vegetables in it with a little bit of bacon. So you can have these all meat free. There's no problem there, because people do like to kind of cut back a little bit and focus on vegetables and, you know, wholesomeness, freshness. That's what they want. So we have two very different recipes.
Okay.
One with coconut milk, but we'll start off with the butter, bean and bacon soup, which I love this. And I make this regularly for the twins.
Do you?
There's a little bit of spice, but it's not in any way too hot. So what we do, Marty, I'll go through the ingredients.
Yes.
So we have carrots, which are just roughly diced, a pound of carrots. You can peel them or dice them. One onion, which is finely diced. And then we have some smoked bacon. So that's the streaky bacon into a saucepan. We cook that off with with a little bit of rapeseed oil, You can use olive oil. One clove of garlic, which you just crush. And then what I'm putting into that then is I'm putting in some lovely spices. So mild curry powder, which is fantastic, and turmeric. There's fantastic people called Oco. They're based in Athlone, and they do all organic spices for Simply Better Collection. I went to visit them. There's no one to touch them. They're fantastic.
Really?
They're really good. Another guy, Blue Saffron, that we've mentioned, or Green Saffron, Aaron is from Cork.
Right.
He does some really good spices. So they're two people that I really recommend for using spices.
And are they available around the country?
Oh, absolutely. The Simply Better, as you know, in Dunn stores, you'll pick them up.
And it's okay.
Organic,
Oco.
But it's under the Simply Better brand. Sorry.
Oh, I understand.
I really like these guys.
Yeah.
So we put all that into the pots, your garlic, your rindless streaky bacon. You can have it smoked, which I think is beautiful.
Me too.
Onion, carrots, cut them nice and small, and you cook them out. Into that, we put in cook them for about maybe 10 minutes, get a little bit of colour, then you're getting all that lovely smoky flavour.
Sure.
So, Marty, we're putting 2 pints of vegetable, or you can use chicken stock in this. From a stock cube is fine. Just to remind your listeners, for a stock cube called Callow, K-A-L-L-O, it's low in salt. Stock cubes are full of salt. So we've mentioned that stock cube I would use at home. You're probably thinking, God, you're a chef, you don't make your own stock. In the restaurant we do. We have 14 chefs, but at home we're all busy. That's what I use because it's low in salt. So we put that into the pot with your vegetables, and you can leave the bacon out. I did say that, didn't I?
You did.
So put in some vegetable stock, a tablespoon of tomato puree, and then we're going to finish with some semi-skimmed milk.
Oh, why do you use that?
Well, because it's lighter. I would use probably full fat milk. He's looking at me. I know
We always talk about you. And the idea
Having milk. Yeah, you're right. I'm on your point.
But semi-skimmed for health reasons.
There's less fat in it, so we're trying to be good, aren't we?
Finish it
with a tablespoon of flat leaf parsley. Now, the butter beans, you're probably thinking, you forgot the beans. No. Always have a can of these butter beans or cannellini beans, whatever. We're actually putting beans into two of the soups. So this is the can of butter beans, which I love in a mince, in a ragu, and even in a stew. So get them, rinse them through a sieve so you're washing off the brine in it, put them into your soup at the last minute.
Right.
Now you can blend this or you can leave it very rustic. It's up to you as you wish.
Which do you prefer?
I like it rustic.
Do you?
Without blending it. I just think it's there's more texture. That's just me. If not, you could end up with baby food. There's nothing wrong with that, by the way. It's delicious. Different sensation and texture.
Be awfully embarrassing if anybody comes in. What are you eating, Devin? Please believe me. This is butter bean and bacon soup. No, it's not. They'll think it's
So that soup anyway will keep for about a week in your fridge and you can freeze it. People, when they're busy, they love to bulk up and things. So you can make twice this recipe and freeze it.
That's terrific. Perfectly. Okay.
So we have another recipe. Now, it's a little bit different. It's kind of an Asian twist to this. It's a chicken shiitake, which is a mushroom.
That's a tough one to say.
And then we have a cannellini bean. Yeah, we call them shitty mushrooms. I'm only joking. Apologies to your listeners. Shiitake. But they're not a wild mushroom. They're a cultivated mushroom, so they're not wild. So remember that. So what we do with the dried shiitake, or you can use fresh, and you can get them in the supermarket. If you're using the dried ones, you soak them in boiling water for about maybe 10 minutes.
Okay.
When you do that, Marty, it kind of softens them and gives them the most intense flavour. Then what you do with the mushrooms, you lift them out of the water and you chop them. And then into the pot. goes in your shiitake mushrooms, your boneless chicken thighs, which are diced, okay? Your butcher will do that, so you don't have to touch the meat. Get them to bone it, remove the skin from the chicken thighs, or you can leave this meat-free. Some root ginger again in this, which is fantastic. And then we're going to work with a lovely harissa paste, or that spice that I mentioned in the last one, Simply Better.
Lovely.
Do a really nice harissa spice, which is gorgeous. So that goes into the pot with some chicken stock. So you're poaching it. You're not browning it. You're poaching the chicken.
Okay.
You're poaching the mushrooms in 2 pints of chicken stock for this, the harissa paste. And then we put in 2 tablespoons of soya sauce. And to sweeten it, I have palm sugar because we want it as authentic, but brown sugar is fine.
Brown sugar.
Brown sugar.
Regular brown sugar.
Yeah, 2 teaspoonfuls. Yeah. Maybe go with 1, taste it, and if you need more, because we need to put a squeeze of lime juice into this, and then you bring it to the boil, and then I've in the recipe thickened it with a bit of diluted corn flour. I always think of my mother with corn flour. She asked me when I was about 12 or 13 to thicken a stew.
Yeah.
So what did I do? I get the stew, I get the corn flour, and I fling it in. Didn't even mix it with cold water. I ruined the whole thing.
Of course you did.
So I never did it. Oh yeah, you'd know, wouldn't you?
Oh, I'd
and
know.
You see, I wouldn't do that. I've never done that since. So I learned from my mistake.
Yes, exactly.
So corn flour, you mix it in cold water and it will thicken up beautifully. You don't want a gloopy soup. This recipe will serve 4 to 6. So I have 4 skinless, boneless chicken thighs. Bit of a mouthful that.
Sure.
Diced. Poach them in there, and then can of lily beans go in at the end. Same process as the last soup. Strain them, rinse them, add them in at the end. So much texture. You have the lovely kind of sharpness from the ginger.
Yeah.
You could put chilli into this, but you have the harissa spice.
Does it enough.
It adds enough. You're right. And then a little bit of coriander. I've grilled sourdough, but it doesn't need bread at all. It's delicious. That soup is so
tasty. But then anytime I see soup, I'm looking for bits of bread. I don't know. It's childhood.
I'm like you.
Yeah,
I'm like you.
I'm joking.
My Connor son is like, you're so like
you. Yeah, it's lovely.
And you know what? There's Ethan drinking in that soup.
I'd say that. I'd say that. It's fantastic. So much going on.
Isn't there?
Yeah. How long would it take to do that?
From start to finish, when you get your chicken diced, probably about 20, 25 minutes.
20, 25 minutes.
Ah, yeah.
That's fantastic.
Your poacher, and get your butcher to dice the chicken nice and small.
Yeah, okay.
If you can.
So just a reminder again, it's chicken shiitake.
I love it.
And cannellini bean soup. Look at that. And the butter bean and bacon soup. They're the two.
And serve with loads of bread. Isn't that right, Martin?
That's right. Get your crusty bread.
Tasty stuff.
Absolutely. From an authority lyric of Marty in the Morning, and there's the recipe. Nevin, you're fine.
You're a great man.
Great bit of soup.
We'll see you next week. There's some lovely recipes.
I have a friend who takes a glass of wine and he says he's just having a soup. I've no idea why.
I love it. His soup.
He never stops drinking soup. He's a great man for soup.
Will you get the recipe for me?
I think you'll find it's called Rapasso.
I love it.
You're
a great man. See you next week.
Bye bye.